This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's look at whether a much-publicized report will actually change what the United States is doing in Iraq.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no magic formula that will solve the problems of Iraq.
The current approach is not working, and the ability of the United States to influence events is diminishing.
Those were the views of James Baker and Lee Hamilton, co-chairman of the Iraq Study Group. Technically, their recommendations were made to Congress, but their real target was President Bush. And NPR's Juan Williams has been asking what, if anything, the president will do differently. Juan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's start with Lee Hamilton's statement there that the basic approach is not working. They say that the situation is grave and deteriorating. Does the White House accept that?
Not quite, Steve. They still have a strong notion of the possibility of victory. I mean, they applaud the fact that the report didn't call for immediate withdrawal, but they still criticize the report for not talking about the possibility of victory or democracy or making mention of the war on terror. So there's a reluctance to come to terms with the idea of defeat. Now, Robert Gates, who was confirmed this week as the new Secretary of Defense, may be different. He said in the course of his hearings that we are not winning the war. He wouldn't say we were losing, but definitely not say that we were winning. And that's quite a contrast to what we were hearing from the Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld previously.
And, of course, Rumsfeld, one of the great advocates of the war, is leaving the administration. Vice President Cheney, another advocate, is staying.
He certainly is, and he is no fan of the Iraq Study Group report. As you know, he went to Saudi Arabia recently to say that we are not pulling out, sort of holding on to the idea that we are not going to withdraw because that might mean chaos in the region, a vacuum, leaving a vacuum that potentially could be filled by the terrorists. President Bush and Vice President Cheney commissioned studies from the State Department and the Pentagon that will be pulled together by J.D. Crouch, the Deputy National Security Advisor, in a week or two, according to the timetable White House people are discussing. But the key here is that they are not going to react to the Iraq Study Group as a rebuke from the Washington establishment that then leads them to some about-face in terms of policy.
To maintain their strategy in Iraq, do White House officials need the support of other Republicans who so far haven't generally called for a withdrawal, but you never know what might happen as time goes on?
Well, I think he does need support from other Republicans. The GOP can't afford to have Iraq still festering in the middle of the 2008 campaign. And that would mean the Democrats would win more control in Congress and be in an advantageous position to put a Democrat in the White House.
Interesting that you mentioned the 2008 campaign. One front runner for the nomination in 2008 is John McCain. He has been calling for more troops in Iraq, not fewer, and he's called this report a recipe that will lead to the American defeat.
Well, you know, I think that's a position that helps him possibly to win favor with the right wing of the Republican Party, the people who are going to select the party's nominee. He has a plausible argument looking back that we should have had more troops there at the beginning, and he continues to make the case that we need more troops there now. That's a popular view among conservatives. But if he gets the nomination, he can change that position going into the general election, moderate it. But right now, Steve, his job is to win the nomination.
How would you change the position? Would you say, okay, circumstances have changed and it's time to wrap up this war? Is that what you would say?
Well, no, but I think he would make the case that we're not at the start anymore, and there would clearly be a strain on the military force if it came to putting additional forces in. So now we have to look at other strategies.
So we've heard some differing opinions about this Iraq Study Group report. Does the president then have any obligation to pay attention to their 79 recommendations?
No obligation. Obviously, this is a report that was commissioned by the Congress of the United States. It's about changing minds at the White House, though not the Congress. The election changed the Congress. So the president is going to go forward and say, you know what, I'm going to put my own stamp on this, given the reports that will come from state and the Pentagon, in a speech that he's likely to give between Christmas and New Year's. And with the Congress out of town, it's likely to be something at the White House, maybe from the Oval Office, to give it a sense that he is paying attention, he is aware of what's going on in Iraq, and diffuse all the sense that he's out of touch.
But he wants to make it clear that if he makes a change, it's a change he wants to make, not one he was forced to make by this group.
Exactly, and on his terms for his legacy, and not as a result of the graybeards coming in, people who might be associated with his father, James Baker, Lawrence Eagleburger, okay. That part of the Republican Party.
All right, NPR's Juan Williams, thanks very much.